Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, everybody, we all know that feedback is important, but it's also one of the trickiest things that leaders have to do. It can feel uncomfortable. It can feel weird or awkward, especially if this is something new or something you haven't tried before. I have seen leaders avoid it, thinking it really is too stressful to ask for feedback on how they're doing as a leader. But really, when you lean into feedback and you really take time to reflect on that feedback, it can actually level up your leadership and your team performance, as well as making you feel more comfortable with being vulnerable. Today, I want to share with you a mini framework so that you can just take a reflection and feedback, make it practical and doable for yourself as well. So here's a little approach that you can do. I want you to start with curiosity. I want you to treat feedback as information. It's not about being judged. You can ask yourself, if you want to start with yourself, is what can I learn from this experience? If you're looking for information on yourself as a leader, you can ask your employees, how am I doing as a leader? Are there any challenges that you see that maybe I should improve upon? If that still feels awkward, start small. Is there anything else that I can support you with? Could be a way to get some feedback. And then I want you to reflect before you react to anything. I want you to take a moment to process whatever the feedback is. It could be that you're difficult to get a hold of. It could be that they don't like how you sound in emails. There are a lot of things that might make us get defensive, but I don't want you to. Don't jump to that. I want you to consider it, process it, and make improvements on it, not focusing to the defensive side. Then you can focus on the behaviors, not your person or the other person. Look for the actionable, observable things that you can actually change to make yourself better as a leader or a business owner. And then pick something. Pick one thing that you can implement or change immediately, even if that change is very small. You can start small and grow as you go, but pick something that you can implement. So just an example here, imagine that you're getting feedback from your team members that they feel unheard during meetings. Maybe when you're reflecting, you realize you tend to dominate discussions or interrupt people. Your action could be that in that next meeting, you're going to intentionally ask members for input and summarize decisions on what they're saying to show understanding. So instead of always interrupting, we're going to let people finish and then we're going to ask questions. This small adjustment can actually improve engagement and people really feel more valued as well. Don't overthink all the feedback that you get. That can be a problem because now we're not focused on a solution, whether it be small or larger. I want you to focus on the insights that will have the biggest impact on yourself as a leader and for your team. And consider keeping a very maybe short reflection notebook or however that works for you, because it does reduce that mental load that we put on ourselves, and it can actually help you track progress over time. Or if you have four different things you're hearing and you want to start with one, keeping this type of journal can actually help you with when you're finished one, now what's the next most important one to work on. Your challenge this week, I want you to pick one piece of feedback that maybe you've received recently. Apply this mini framework, approach it with curiosity, reflect on it, focus on the behaviors you can change, and make one action against it. And notice how much clearer and more confident your leadership feels. If you would like to know more about this topic, our Amplifying Leadership Circle community is discussing lessons learned in December. It's December 2025. And our Leadership Pathways is also on lessons learned. So there's a lot more information there. But this week, pick that piece of feedback. Approach it with curiosity, reflect, create an action, and see how changes are going to make you feel more confident and your employees even see that lead by example. Thanks for joining me for this week's Tip Thursday with Tara. I just launched a brand new leadership community for leaders of all levels, from those interested in leadership all the way to the top, and for business owners too, where we're diving into topics like this every week. It's a space to grow, reflect, and connect with other leaders who are doing the hard work with heart just like you. If this sounds like something you'd like to be part of, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building those strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, community, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.